Hey there, Fish and Frank, and we're back once again, another Radio Fishing, and we've got Jeff.
Hello.
Whoa, we're going to have to work on your sound. There we go. Yeah, I actually got a new rig here when I re-rigged it after we lost the hard drive, and it's actually working pretty well. I don't know what happened, but Fish and Frank and Jeff on a Radio Fishing, and we just decided we were going to come back and figure out something to talk about. What do we got to talk about today?
Well, I don't know. The last time I went out fishing, I went out to Placida again. We went out there for the second time. We tried to get back in the backcountry again, but it was pretty shallow again.
That's kind of a wintertime thing. No matter what you do in the winter, it's going to be tough to get back there.
That's always now, shallow.
This weekend, we've got north and east winds, 10 to 15.
That'll keep things low.
And so that's going to average about 20 miles an hour once you hit open water. I mean, so it's going to be a little rough. It's going to be tough, and it's going to be tough to get back in the flats.
Yeah, it will be.
Our water comes in through Gasparilla, Boca, Captiva, Redfish, Ponarasa, and it's a lot of little passes. So as the wind is blowing out, it will not allow, when the tide tries to come in,
won't let it.
It holds it. Yeah. And then when it goes out, even more can go out because it keeps blowing it out.
Yeah.
We get tremendous stacking effects.
We've been seeing some sandbars that we haven't seen in a while.
So, that whole thing about wind here, 10-mile-an-hour wind sustained over the course of a day, we can lose or gain 6 inches of water.
Yeah, that's highly possible.
And so when you add the winds up like 20 miles an hour, you're literally talking, a foot difference in water. And when there's only 2 feet of water in a flat to begin with.
Yeah, it makes it pretty difficult.
Yeah, you see the grass go straight up and then over sideways.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's exactly what we saw. We ended up going back over to the railroad trestle and tried our luck with the fiddler crabs and that on the sheephead. We got three nice sheephead that we could keep over the course of about an hour and a half, and probably caught about 10 or 15 of those lizard fish. You ever see them long, thin ones with a really huge mouth?
Great, great grouper bait.
Are they, yeah?
Oh, yeah, grouper bait. Wow, if you can catch lizard fish, they're way better than squirrel fish for
really?
Grouper. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you grab a bunch of lizard fish there, and even with your boat, just go, it's only a mile and a half out to Tremblay or Novak or whichever the first one is, but take some of those and run right out to that first reef,
right?
Drop them down, hang on.
Yeah, right. I'd probably catch a Goliath grouper right now.
Well, Goliath gags, redfish will eat them. You would not believe how many fish eat those things.
Wow.
Really, really
a very. I hear they're going to open up a Goliath grouper, actually, maybe.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you think they might not vote on it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
wait and see what happens again.
Yeah, it's a wait and see because you got so many, tree huggers. And I was at the thing talking to this woman. I said, if they're going to open up Goliath grouper, let's open it up to only big fish.
Yeah,
they
got to
be
sense.
6 foot before you can keep them. You know what I mean? And she's going, but they're the ones that lay all the eggs. When they get big, they make more eggs and they don't. I'm like, lady, have you... What did you stick your head in the toilet and you just swirl yourself too much?
Pretty much everything that is alive, once it gets to a certain age, it stops producing after a while.
Viable eggs,
right.
They produce big bunches of eggs,
right.
but not all
of
them
are.
Are
they all fertile, right? Yeah.
And the more science gets up with genetics and how things work, the more they find the older a creature is, human, animal,
Doesn't
fish.
Doesn't matter.
It passes on more genetic defects.
Sure, right.
There's more defects the older a creature is as it breeds. God bless these movie stars. They got money for, nannies and all this other stuff. But these guys are 65, 70 years old having kids, passing on a tremendous amount of defects.
Yes.
And I hate to say it, but I've seen some of these movie star kids.
Yeah, and they don't look all that put together, do they?
Yeah, I got to tell you, whoa.
Well, it's like the slot fish, too. Like on the redfish, the slot's 18 to 27. And really, I like it on the smaller side of the slot limit for an eating size fish. They seem to taste better. They're sweeter to me.
And I'm the opposite on the snook. I agree with you.
I have not had a bad snook.
But to me, the big snook, the 40-plus, way better eating. The meat's firmer. It's nicer. Then when they're small, they're really not that, you know, they're still great, but you got to be so careful. And when you get a 44-inch snook and you nugget that thing up, oh, my God, to die for.
Yes, no doubt.
And I always maintain, the only people who think little snook are better eating than big snook
are
the ones who only catch little snook.
Right. You know?
Or they just were never here during the times when we were allowed legally to keep those big snook.
Yeah. Now, when I was young, I was able to keep the bigger snook, too. And I never had a bad taste in snook, whether it was a small one or a big one. I did have a bad snook that one time came from up the river.
Yeah.
Seemed like that was different. But
had
it was
a funky flavor to it.
Had a funky flavor to it, yeah.
And it does happen with every creature on the planet. I mean, there's no perfect species.
No, there isn't.
So, anyway, but we're talking about Placida, and we never get sidetracked on the show. There's no left turns. We just stay straight, narrow, right to the point.
Yeah.
But Placida using sheep. Fiddler crabs for sheephead.
Using fiddler crabs for sheephead. We had an incoming tide. We were using an 1/8-ounce split shot on a regular J-hook rig. Cindy was using a jig head with the fiddler crab, and she put on her hog rig that she says, you know, which is like two fiddler crabs and a piece of a shrimp and whatever else she can get on the hook at the same time. And but she caught the bigger sheephead of the day for sure.
Yeah.
On the single ones, I was getting 13-inch, 14-inch.
How big was hers?
16.
Wow, that's a nice sheephead.
It was a nice sheephead, but they're pretty schooled there at the trestles there. They once you get the first one out of there, if he's not big enough and you toss him back, it's like he tells everybody else. It becomes a little harder after that, you know.
It's like, hey, guys, that thing right there, that's an alien transportation device.
Does not feel good, yeah.
They're going to take you up and probe you.
That's right. That's got to be what it's like, too.
So, anyway, lizard fish, sheephead, anything else?
Nothing else to report. We didn't get any mangrove snappers, no snook, no redfish over there. But then again, when you're just fishing with the smaller baits like that, you're not really, you know, be as apt to get a snook or something like that. Didn't catch any grouper or anything like that.
Well, when I'm fishing fiddler crabs, I'm narrowing my sight list a lot.
Quite a bit, yeah.
I mean, once you start putting the fiddler crabs on, you're really not fishing for a large spectrum of fish.
Not so to speak, but it's been proven to me that anything will eat a shellfish, whether it's a shrimp or a crab or what have you. 2 months before the grouper season opened up, the gag grouper season, we went out offshore with Jim, and I was catching keeper gag groupers on a fiddler crab and a 1-ounce jig head.
Yep.
So anything is possible that way. But, of course, when season opened up, not so lucky.
Right.
You know.
But, the one thing about here, if you're going to go out and you want more of a broad catch, more different species, but, you know, you were using fiddler crabs, you're catching lizard fish and sheephead.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the first time I've ever heard of lizard fish on a crab.
Yeah, right.
The first time. I mean, not only was we got sidetracked on what they do, but...
Right.
I was really surprised on the fiddler crabs, but I guess it proves the point. Anything will eat them.
Yeah, and they must have been schooling around there because there was plenty of them.
Well, and they've got that triangular-shaped head. Looks really like a snake.
Yeah, really weird.
I mean, you would think it was part snake, part fish.
Yeah.
And tons of little teeth all ridged right
around
the edge.
Much like a barracuda.
Yeah. But little tiny, but almost just like a barracuda, actually. You're right.
Yeah.
And... because of the configuration of their teeth, I would have never dreamed fiddler crab. I would think shrimp, fish, because they're finer teeth.
Sure.
You know, and usually to eat crabs, you want to have heavier teeth.
Want to have crusher teeth. Yeah.
Crusher teeth, And theirs are a lot finer. Now, I'm going to have to relook at the mouth of a lizard fish again, because I guess they just swallow them whole.
Yeah, that's what I would think. They just swallowed it whole. Because every one of them was inside the mouth. It wasn't like it was in the jaw. It was like back in the back. So.
Well, I'm glad I'm human. Can you imagine going around and grabbing to get your dinner and...
and then being jerked out of the water.
Yeah, well, it's not even that. You're swallowing this crab while it's alive.
Right.
It's in your belly going... clap, 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 clap. You know, they're fighting each other. And they're, you know, I'm so glad my family was troglodyte. You
right.
know, I come from a long history of troglodytes. We build fires. We cook our food.
Yep. We use metal to cut up our food with.
Yes. My family, the troglodyte part of my family was very good. They taught us to cook our food, eat it with, chip stones or, nice metal utensils. But anyway, So anything else you got? Have you been hearing about fish?
I've been hearing about the mackerel bite. It's still been hot. Bluefish, they've still been catching. I haven't heard much on the flounders. Pompano, been hearing more about lately, so maybe we'll get some more of them in.
Any idea where you can cue people in to go do some pompano?
On the pompano, I would say to the outside edges of the bar. Usually when we see those fish, we are looking for maybe redfish, and we're drifting along the flats, pitching our baits around the mangroves or into the potholes of the sandbars, and we'll notice a fish, boom, jump out from the back of the boat. And a lot of times that's what it is the pompano or skipping out from underneath the bottom of the boat when you go over them.
And so, now, you saw those intercoastal waterway,
yeah,
just south of Placida.
Yes.
You know, more by Sandfly up to, yeah, Devilfish.
Yep, Sandfly, Devilfish area, working your way in towards the mangrove islands.
Yeah, just, but stay on the outside of the bar, not back in,
yeah,
the shallows.
Well, you had to. You couldn't, yeah, even get back
there. You're not going
to
get back there anyway, yeah, so it's kind of...
Yeah. I've got a 23-foot boat with a V-hull and a 250 on it. No, you're going to be outside the bar.
Yeah.
Now, that is the forgiving thing in our area. At least it's grass and sand and not coral.
Yeah. So it's literally the best place in the world to boat. Not the, yeah, best, maybe, but at least the safest.
I would say it's the best place in the world right now, is given the weather that everybody's having. I think we're in the best part right now.
Yeah.
We're in the honey hole.
Yeah, this is it. This is the Goldilocks zone, Southwest Florida.
That's it.
But Jeff's been here at Fish and Frank's forever and a day, and Jeff is a fishing instructor. You can hire him to go on the boat with you, show you where to go, what to do, how to catch sheephead and lizard fish.
Let's go get them.
Yeah, let's go get them. Just teasing. Jeff is very good. And if you ever want to find out about any little creek, any part of the river, Jeff knows the river like nobody else. The Myakka River, the Peace River, he's absolutely amazing out there. And this is Fish and Frank, who is not quite so amazing. So anyway, we will see you on the next Radio Fishing.